A man will spend 16 to 20 years in prison for stabbing his parents during a domestic dispute in Canton Township. 49-year-old Joshua Schaefer of Canton Township pleaded guilty Tuesday to attempted murder, felonious assault, and domestic violence. He was sentenced by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett. Prosecutors say the attack happened December 3rd after his father told him he needed to move out of their home. Schaefer stabbed his father multiple times. When his mother tried to intervene, he stabbed her. The father attempted to call 911, but Schaefer threw his phone. The mother escaped to a neighbor's house to get help. Both parents survived. The new Stark County Human Trafficking Task Force has made its first arrests. Two men allegedly attempted to meet minors for sex. 42-year-old Stephen James of Castalia shot himself during his January 29th arrest in Canton Township, but was treated and released before being booked. 30-year-old Darian Carpenter of Canton was picked up February 3rd and has prior convictions including aggravated robbery. Both men face charges including attempt to commit unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, importuning, and possession of criminal tools. Their cases were bound over to a Stark County grand jury after they waived preliminary hearings Tuesday. The Canton City School District is projecting a $10.5 million deficit by 2029, largely due to losses in state funding. The Board of Education approved an updated five-year financial forecast Monday. Treasurer Jeff Gruber says the district is losing $4.5 million in state support this year and each year moving forward, with declining enrollment a factor. The forecast also includes school closures, staff reductions, and possible declines in transportation reimbursement and investment income. More than 70 positions have been cut, saving $12 million over 2 years, plus additional reductions in supplies and services. Two men are now charged in connection with last week's shooting in North Canton. Police say 19-year-old Jerron McLeod of Canton and Julius Edwards were arrested by U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force on Dewey Place Southwest in Canton Tuesday afternoon and booked into the Stark County Jail. They face charges including complicity to aggravated robbery, discharging a firearm near prohibited premises, felonious assault, and having weapons under disability. The shooting occurred Thursday on Rose Lane Southeast. The victim suffered a gunshot wound to the leg and was hospitalized in stable condition. Police say the incident was isolated. A man will serve community service instead of jail time for a North Canton pedestrian death. 20-year-old Christian Greco of Lake Township pleaded no contest last month to vehicular homicide and failure to yield. On Tuesday, visiting Judge Stephen McElvain ordered a $500 fine, 48 hours of community service, attend a victim awareness class, and have no contact with the victim's family. Greco's license is suspended for 2 years. He was driving a city truck in April 2025 when he struck 78-year-old Joanne Smith in a crosswalk near North Main and 7th Street. She died weeks later from her injuries. Perry Township Police have partnered with Jackson Township to combat cryptocurrency crimes. Jackson Township will provide certified crypto investigators to support cases originating in Perry Township. The partnership has already led to the recovery of stolen digital funds returned to a victim. Perry Township Police say this collaboration boosts their ability to investigate complex financial crimes and protect the community. An Akron man will serve 18 months in prison after illegal drugs were found during a traffic stop in Ruthstown Township. 21-year-old Akili Antoine was sentenced Friday in Portage County Common Pleas Court and fined $5,000. His co-defendant, 33-year-old Shamar Antoine, is awaiting sentencing. Authorities say the April 2025 stop came after multiple traffic violations on I-76. Deputies found ecstasy pills, meth, and a loaded handgun in the vehicle. Both men pled guilty to various drug, firearm, and fraud charges. Residents opposing the $600 million East Palestine train derailment settlement have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review their case. The group, including Reverend Joseph Sheely, filed a petition after a lower court blocked their appeal because they did not post an $850,000 bond. They say the cost denies them their legal right to appeal. Norfolk Southern attorneys say they will not respond unless asked, and the Supreme Court will decide whether to hear the case or let the settlement stand. A Youngstown woman pleaded not guilty Tuesday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to charges in a fatal traffic crash. 61-year-old Sally Strom is charged with aggravated vehicular homicide and 2 counts of OVI. She was released after posting a $10,000 bond. The July 2025 crash happened on State Route 7 in Beaver Township. The Highway Patrol says Strom's vehicle crossed the center line and collided with a car driven by Clinton Van Kirk of Poland. He died at the scene. Strom is set for a pretrial hearing April 1st and jury trial April 20th. A man is dead after a house fire early Tuesday in Boardman. Firefighters responded to the 3900 block of Risher Avenue, found the man in his 40s, and took him to the hospital where he later died. Neighbors had heard a popping sound and saw flames through the roof. The state fire marshal is investigating. A settlement has been reached in a lawsuit involving an inmate at Northeast Ohio Correctional Center in Youngstown. The inmate claimed he was beaten, tied up, and sexually assaulted by other inmates in March 2025, with part of the incident live-streamed and $3,400 extorted from his family. The case against CoreCivic was moved to federal court. Settlement details were due this month, but have been extended to March. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.